Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des Cahill is here with the sport. You're starting with Champions League, Des.
Yeah, busy night last night. Lots of goals. Manchester City came from a goal down, Laura, to heap the pressure on Real Madrid boss Xabi Alonso. They won 2-1 at the Bernabeu Stadium. Nico O'Reilly and Erling Haaland got the goals for City. Haaland's was his 51st goal in 50 Champions League starts. So City recovering from that shock defeat last month to Bayer Leverkusen. Noni Madueke scored twice to fire Arsenal to a 3-0 victory over Club Brugge and all but assure Arsenal's qualification for the knockout stages with two games still to play. Gabriel Martinelli extended Arsenal's advantage to 3 with a great strike in the second half to become the first Arsenal player to score in 5 consecutive Champions League games. Their manager Mikel Arteta was especially pleased with how they coped given so many players were missing.
We know how difficult it is to play in the Champions League and to win away from home, and especially when we have that many players out, it makes the task bigger. But I talked to the boys, it was about showing how much we wanted, the resilience and how we prepared, and I think there were some great examples. For example, Christian Norgaard, which is a player that probably prepares the best out of all of them and is somebody that makes all of us better every single day, and who needs to play in any position, any condition, whether he plays more or less minutes, his attitude is always immaculate. And that's a really good example for all of us.
The Newcastle United were denied victory at Bayer Leverkusen when the Germans got a late equaliser. It finished 2-2 there. And champions Paris Saint-Germain could only manage a 0-0 draw at Athletic Bilbao. Well, Chelsea are only one win away from securing direct passage to the quarterfinals of the Women's Champions League. They hammered Roma 6-0 at Stamford Bridge. Manchester United were beaten 3-0 by Lyon, and Barcelona remained top of the standings after beating Benfica 3-1. And so to tonight and the UEFA Conference League and two Irish sides in action. Shelburne take on the FA Cup holders Crystal Palace at a sold-out Tallaght Stadium. And despite the scale of their task, Shell's manager Joey O'Brien emphasised they don't feel any pressure.
That's not pressure, it's an absolute privilege. But again, here, it's not words that they'll ever hear me speak about fear in football. Like for me, as I said, pressure in football and stuff like that, it's not pressure, it's an absolute privilege to be in this situation. Hear people talk about these games having pressure on them. Here, you have something there today to the lads. Pressure is, I read a story about a chap over in Gaza going to look for food for his family, wondering whether he came back to get enough food for his family or his family was still going to be alive. That's pressure. This for me isn't pressure. It's a great opportunity for us as a football club and the lads as players to really go out in front of, I think it's sold out, so a sold out crowd to really show how good footballers they are and that they belong on the pitch.
That's Joey O'Brien of Shelburne. Shamrock Rovers, meanwhile, are in Iceland for their must-win meeting with Breiðablik in the Conference League. If Rovers can win today and next week's home game against Spartans of Malta, they should make the knockout stages. In the Europa League, Celtic are at home to Roma. Robbie Keane's Ferencvaros take on Rangers. Aston Villa go to Basel in Switzerland. Nottingham Forest in Netherlands playing Utrecht. The Irish men's under-19 and under-17 teams discovered their opponents for the next set of European Championship qualifiers that will take place next year. The men's under-19s will be involved in League A, where they'll compete alongside Italy, Poland and Scotland. And the men's under-17s will continue their quest to reach next summer's finals tournament in Estonia. They go into round 2 qualifiers in March against Croatia, Poland and Slovakia. Women's hockey in Ireland play England today in Abbottstown. Yesterday, in front of a great crowd, Ireland were beaten 2-1 by Belgium. The Irish goal scored in the dying seconds by Ellen Curran, deflecting Hannah McLaughlin's shot into the roof of the net. Germany's men beat England 4-1. In cricket, the Irish women's team saw their match against South Africa dashed by heavy rain. The game abandoned without a ball being bowled because of a wet outfield. And we've racing today at Punchestown. The action starts there before midday.
OK, Des, thank you for all of that.